Well, this project really had a very interesting start. It started off about maybe 3 years or so back when Dr. Lynn Clark, the current PI of the project, asked me to go to a school and see how science is taught. And then I had to go to Lee Junior High here. I came back with the feeling that science could be taught way better, way easier, way more palatable for students. Then I come back and we discussed. And then that's exactly where Lynn was. Lynn said, that's what we're trying to get at is, let's see how science can be taught in a more efficient way to schools in this area. That actually led to the first part of our grant, which we called it Outstanding in the Field. We had about 30 or so teachers from area schools, and they came in. We had workshops, and the amount of knowledge that these teachers gathered from the workshops was phenomenal. I mean, we've got data here that suggests 95 to 100% of them had additional development in terms of the teaching methods and all of that. They really got that from this workshop. In terms of pedagogical knowledge, they even said that it has increased significantly. Whilst teachers liked what they did, there was one sort of a vacuum there saying that, oh, these are really cool stuff. And we took teachers to Black Bayou and Restoration Park and Poverty Point. But the idea was that all looks good if you can go to the field. But that really becomes very difficult for most science teachers here to really take students that often to field areas. So the phase two part was, how about giving these teachers and the students some opportunity to really take some of this instrumentation, if you will, back to their backyards in their school? That way they're getting to measure all of this and all the different variables and whatever that be it for a simple pond in a jar experiment or be it for a tiny weather station that they have in the back and in their backyard. That way it's not like they have to wait for a certain day that they can go out to the field to measure these variables. They'll have it just in the backyard.
So that brings us to the Summer Institute coming up in the last week of July. And Case Hanks, you're going to be working closely with literally building weather stations that these teachers should be able to replicate back at their schools.
We chose weather stations because environmental variables like temperature, pressure, relative humidity can be measured virtually anywhere. And these are variables that scientists need to understand what is going on in their experiment, what's going on in everyday life. So the idea is that we are going to take teachers to Black Bayou and Restoration Park and utilize the weather stations there and look at data and sort of understand processes and how these environmental variables are important in sort of larger ecosystems. And then we will return to ULM midway through the week, and we will build simple weather stations out of everyday things that they then can return to their classroom, put it outside of their school, and begin to collect data. Data that they can keep track of, use to plot up, analyze, and start to draw conclusions about what kind of effects does temperature have on, insert whatever you're interested in looking at. I think that provides that hands-on discovery that's needed in science.
I think what's fascinating about this project is the fact that it's teaching teachers things, but it's also teaching them how to teach better.
One of the ideas is that you set up the weather station within your school and you begin to take data. If you involve the class, and this becomes a class project, every day they're going out, they're taking a temperature reading. Then they go back and they plot it up. So over the course of a school year, you begin to gather data. That can be the initial project for, one teacher, and then the next year you're looking at the data, analyzing it, plotting, understanding mathematical relationships, understanding how those physical variables translate to life sciences and physical sciences. They can become very real. It provides another dimension that teachers can look at and integrate into their lesson plans.
So the teacher not only feels that, I'm just collecting data from my backyard that is just going to go into some notebook and some graph and just end. Actually, that doesn't happen. They are in turn contributing to this larger data set for the area, which scientists such as Anne and myself here, we use those data to just know what the weather patterns are and how weather patterns are changing and all of that. And more so, teachers have the opportunity to kind of see what's going on at Black Bayou, what is going on in terms of weather, what's going on in Restoration Park. And they can kind of tie this to what is going on in their backyard. And all of this really would make sense because we know that here sometimes we get localized rain. So you might have no rainfall in Black Bayou, but you might have rainfall in maybe in a school somewhere south. And that really teachers can say, well, it didn't rain here, but look, the data at Black Bayou shows there was rainfall. So all of these simple things and, you know, tying the seasonal patterns, when do leaves change their colors here in our backyard? They can literally correlate that with, oh, we had a sharp fall in temperature. And let's see if that is resulting in any of the leaves changing color. And that can be actually correlated with different sites. So the whole idea, yes, you're right, is trying to connect all of this and, you know, let the students also feel that they're a part of the bigger science that is being done in the area.
And ultimately, what this does is this is does will get students excited about learning and studying science.
Right. Mm-hmm. In a larger context, this gets teachers excited, which in turn trickles down to students. And then students begin to see where it is they fit in the process and how these variables affect them. And so they're not just an isolated case. They begin to see a wider view. And that's really what science is. Science is a dialogue. It's not one single piece of information. It's a sort of wide expanse that we're all contributing to.
Dr. Ann Case Hanks is an assistant professor of atmospheric science. Dr. Joydeep Bhattacharjee is an assistant professor of biology. The Summer Institute for Middle School Science Teachers is coming up July 22nd through the 28th. Thank you so much for talking with us about the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.